Hey, aloha, everybody. What's up? It's DJ Valerie B. Love, the Vibe Goddess. And I'm starting the podcast again, and it's just going to be DJ Valerie B. Love podcast. I have changed the name 5,000,000 times because I am very multi-passionate. And I just really know that I want to bring you guys like a holistic perspective on life and the things that I've learned over the last 5+ decades here dancing around on planet Earth. And, you know, I've kind of synthesized it down to 3 main things. And it really boils down to Bitcoin, peace, and music. Of course, there's going to be beyond, but why on earth would I have those 3 ingredients in this podcast? Well, they've definitely impacted my life. Music has certainly impacted my life for decades and decades since I was a little girl. But when I became a DJ, certainly it changed my life and I got to go travel. I met my husband. I got to have kids, all this great stuff. I had the most wonderful friends. I mean, I still do, but we got to go travel and really help raise the vibration of people in all these fabulous settings, whether it was at a club or a corporate event or Burning Man or a festival, whatever. It was always like the magical power of coming together and, you know, raising our vibration through music. And so I really know firsthand the magic and the power and the potency that music has as a tool to bring us together. And when used with intention, which is always the way that I approach my music and my DJ sets and everything that I've done, I really do believe that it can facilitate a peace with each other when we're at these events. And I believe it can also facilitate a sense of inner peace. And so I use music as medicine, and I chant every morning. I meditate. I pray every morning. I journal. I do cards. I do all this fun stuff. And it's really helped shape me into a better human. And I love sharing that with others because I wish I would have known this stuff 20 years ago, maybe 30 years ago, shit. It's really fun for me to get to share what I know and what has transformed my life with people. And hopefully it, you know, little drips transform your life too, because that's how I learned, is all the teachers who came before me, all the influencers, all the mentors, all the humans and the musicians and just everybody. And so I think we're all part of each other's sculpture. And so I hope that I can share what I've learned, like I said. And so in the podcast, we're going to be talking, of course, about Bitcoin, peace, and music. And so really the intention is, you know, peace. And what is peace? Peace is a very big word, and I think it's used flippantly. And I think, you know, for me personally, striving toward inner peace on a daily basis is something that I really had to come to grips with after a lot of things in my life fell apart. And so what I really understood was, I know that I need to recommit my life every day, and not just in the morning while I'm sitting on a cushion meditating. I have to recommit every single day to a peace practice, a daily peace practice. And like right now, even in this moment, I can take an inhale and be with you guys and practice peace. And so something that's really fun is, again, fusing that music into the peace component. But how the heck does Bitcoin fit into this equation? I'm definitely somebody who is a connector of lots of dots, and I'm a giant macro thinker, like giant. And I don't thrive in like little tunnel environments. And so when I first learned about Bitcoin, I went to a crypto conference. It was a blockchain conference several years ago with my friend Heidi. And she tried, you know, and I just didn't understand the blockchain stuff. It didn't make sense. And I'm a nerd, you know, but it just sort of seemed like fake stuff, magic internet money and all the fake stuff. And I was just like, this is not real. But then the beginning of last year, I started my Bitcoin rabbit hole journey. And what I think is super interesting is that, of course, like most people who are newbies, we're excited about number go up, you know, like, oh, look, it's been going up over the last 12, 13, now it's 13 years. And yay, how can I get in on that action? Sign me up, right? That was my first, you know, little toe in the pond. But then I started learning more about Bitcoin and the difference between Bitcoin and other crypto. And it's not this, they're two totally different animals. And what I kept learning was about the decentralization. I kept learning more about the global impacts of people who are unbanked. And that really turned me on a lot. And I started watching the Bitcoin conference last year in Miami. I was watching it from my couch on YouTube and it was getting streamed. Thank you guys, Bitcoin Magazine. Love y'all. And what really kept striking a chord with me was listening to Alex Gladstein and Ray from Paxful. And they were talking about the human rights impact of Bitcoin. And I kept listening to different podcasts about this. And I was really like, huh, this is awesome. And of course, I dove down this rabbit hole of all the books that I've read so far and all the podcasts. And literally for the last, you know, 10 months, this is all I've done is, you know, learn about Bitcoin and how it impacts my life, how it can impact the planet, how it can protect us against inflation and it protect our earnings. Like I have an investment right now that's earning about 7-8%. And I thought, okay, that's okay. I mean, but that's not even keeping up with inflation. So basically me having my money in this other spot, not that I have a ton of money, but I'm actually losing purchasing power. And so it really, you know, I have an accounting background and a business background and I'm a terrible accountant. I was the worst because I could do it, but I could also change the oil on my car, but it doesn't mean I should because it's just, I'm not good at it, you know? But what really kept striking me again was what is money, you know? And I read the Bitcoin Standard and listening a lot to Robert Breedlove and all of these OGs in the Bitcoin world. So thanks you guys for being amazing. And I'm still learning, obviously, every moment of my life about this. And I'm dedicated to learning more about Bitcoin and sharing it with people all over the world, but certainly people who are kind of like me, who are moms, who are women, who are sort of techie, but not, you know, I can't write code or do anything like that, who love music, who love beauty, who love peace, who love art, who want to make a difference. And so, what I think is awesome about the Bitcoin opportunity to transform people's lives who are under oppressive governments and oppressive leaders is if they need to flee their country, and this, again, this was something I listened to one of Alex Gladstein's interviews, and I'm sorry, I forget which interview it was, but you were talking about a woman who was escaping from, I believe, Afghanistan, and she had her passphrases, her keys, her seed words, and she brought those with her. And even though she got certain physical objects stolen from her along her journey of escaping to a different country so that she could have a better life, even though her physical things got taken, her keys did not get taken, the words. And so I was just like, oh, wow, that's pretty cool. And so, and that's untraceable too, because even if she were to have carried her local currency, it may have been devalued so much and it's not good in another country because people don't want it. So it's really opened me up into a whole new realm of thinking more globally than I've ever thought before. And it's helped me remember to recommit to love and peace as the ultimate goal for all of humanity, which I've always had that vision. And then the third is really money is power. It is power. And not having it sucks. And you have less choices. You have less freedom. You have less opportunities. And so, you know, I've always focused on, you know, peace, love, and aloha, and all these fabulous, you know, spiritual practices, which I think are super duper important. And if we don't bridge those things with financial literacy and empowerment, someone else is going to do that for you. And so to me, really taking control of my life from a financial perspective, I was married to a wonderful man for a lot of years, and he was like way better at finance stuff than I was. I made peanut butter and jelly and took the kids to school and was PTO mom and superstar and all that. And he did all the money stuff. And I kind of kept letting him go do that part of my life. And then got divorced. And then I was like, shit, now he had 12, no, how long were we married? Almost 15 years, 14 years of taking care of parts of my life that, you know, I thought he was going to take care of forever because I thought we were going to stay married forever. But clearly that didn't happen. And so the lesson that I learned and I want to share with you all is be responsible for your own money now and forever. I don't care who you get married to. I don't care, you know, any of that. You have to be a sovereign individual. And that's another great book. And I haven't gotten through that yet because it's super dense. It's a wonderful book, but it's freaking hardcore. But being sovereign with your own wealth and your own money gives you power and it gives you freedom. And I can tell you from my own experience, not having financial sovereignty causes a lot of mental health distress, and which can lead to body distress and spiritual distress because you don't know if the rug's going to get pulled out from you any minute. And so you owe it to yourself to be sovereign with your money and understand how money works, how the whole system works, how you can empower yourself to be as bulletproof as possible, you know. And again, I'm on this journey and I just want to share what I learned with you from a perspective of a student. I'm not an expert and I just want to interview different people who have got way more wisdom and knowledge than I do on these subjects. And that's my goal with the podcast. And so I'm going to be relaunching the podcast today because I'm doing this little live post, but it's just the DJ Valerie Be Love podcast. It's super simple. So please go subscribe on Spotify and Apple. I'll be posting this after the live stream, but I'm going to be doing live streams and I'm going to be pushing them to all the different social media channels at the same time, because hopefully I can get some different engagement. Let me go over to the chat. Nope, there's no chat. But if you want to say hi, you can, because it's a live stream and I will reply to you. But I just hope that as somebody who's older, I can share what I've learned and then we can learn together and grow together. I'm super excited. The Bitcoin conference is coming up in April. I'll be rocking that for sure and playing some music. But again, going back to like, what is, you know, why should we care about Bitcoin? And why should we care about peace? And why should we care about music? Music is the glue that can bring us together, okay? And I've said this a million times before. One of the things that I think is so freaking cool about music and music events for the most part is everybody's directed on one spot and everybody is like focused on the same vibration. We're bouncing up and down together. We're rocking together. It's woohoo, like we are one, okay? And if you go to other different types of events, like a sporting event, for example, that is exciting and fun, it's like we're not one. We're us versus them. So that's why I think music is so powerful, and having cool music events really can help cause peace. And so, again, also having Bitcoin in our lives where we can be financially sovereign and where we can, you know, fight against the battle of the money printer machine and inflation and all the things that are diminishing your purchasing power of all the things that you've worked hard for in the world. So I think these three things are magnificent. We're going to talk lots about them. And so again, the peace part, you know, peace to me, there's global peace, certainly among nations, there's peace among communities, there's peace among people. But that inner peace part is super duper 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 critical. And I'm going to just share all the different practices that I do that make my life more peaceful. I'm going to share all the different kinds of psychedelic medicines that I've done that have helped me become a better human. I've done Ibogaine, which has been magical. It's helped me quit alcohol and not even want it anymore, which is amazing because I was getting my ass kicked abusing alcohol because I was really traumatized by some stuff in life and I wasn't handling it well. And so what turned out, you know, to be something kind of fun turned out to be this horrible thing that, you know, nearly killed me. So I'm going to share lots of this good stuff with you guys. And I hope, again, that it helps you. Oh, look, there's a chat. Let's see. Hi, Mohammed. Thank you. So hopefully this is going to work for you guys and we're going to have some fun. So email me, follow me on social media. I think I'm at DJ Valerie Beloved just about everywhere. So just Google that and you'll find it on all the channels. And then, and if you guys want a cool playlist, I made a really cool playlist called the 11X Love Hero playlist. If you want, go grab that. And then, every week I'll be sending you guys new music. I'll be sending you just different things that I'm thinking about and caring about. Still formatting like what this little newsletter is going to look like, but it's going to be great. So go do that at djvaleriebelove.com/subscribe. And you can also subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. And social media, just look up DJ Valerie Belove and you'll find me. So say hey, reach out, send me a message. I want to hear from you and let me know what's something that you're curious about with Bitcoin Peace or music. Send me a text or a message and I'll respond. So until next time, let's everybody take a big inhale. All right, guys. Woohoo! Rock on. And we'll be seeing you soon here at the DJ Valerie Belove podcast. Peace, love, and aloha.